We're talking with Roger Gribble, of course, area agronomist here in the northwest, north central part of the state. Roger, you were indicating that you've noticed obviously some freeze damage, and we've really had about two or three freeze events that various parts of the state have had to endure, starting even back into March.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep track of all of them, Ron. You know, they've come just about every week, which is really unfortunate at this particular time of the year because we're at growth stages that those cold temperatures can cause some injury.
Let's talk about the last couple in particular. You were indicating that we've got some lines where you're seeing some actual damage.
Yeah, and it's going to vary from field to field. The big one that I think hurt western sides of a line from Cherokee to Woodward would have been on the April 11th and 12th. But the funny thing, it's taken us a good 12 days just to see the injury from that particular freeze. Now, the one that we had this week, you know, really can't measure that particular scenario at this particular point in time. But we're starting to see down towards the lower portion of the stem, you'll see a discoloration at the node. And if you get very close to that, again, we're just now seeing this, you'll see a crack in the node. And several years ago when we cracked those nodes, we didn't hold that wheat stem up. It went down on us. And so you kind of got to think back if that's what happened to that crop. Likelihood that's what's going to happen to this. The morning of the 11th and 12th, I took a knife and ran up some stems, and there's actual ice crystals in the stem. I mean, we were pushing ice cubes. Right. So it's taken us a good 12 days to see that injury. Think about that just a little bit. The injury we had this week, it's going to take a few more days for us to look at it. Luckily, Ron, I think we get some warmer weather here, so by Tuesday or Wednesday, we may be able to look at the head of the wheat that was injured this week by the freeze and make a decision on, you know, some of the management things that we're going to do from here on out. In northwest Oklahoma, Ron, we're sitting right on the timeline to put a foliar fungicide on that crop. You know, if we're going to lose that crop, it doesn't make much sense to put that foliar fungicide out. Right. If that crop is going to make, then we'll want to put a fungicide on because we've got both leaf rust and stripe rust moving from the south through northwest Oklahoma, and we need to make a decision here within a week as to what we're going to do with that particular crop.
Right. Now, as far as the crop is concerned, the weakness of the stem is a concern, and I guess at the same time, viability of the tillers and the heads from particularly this latest freeze where we have again started heading out in a lot of north central Oklahoma.
Yeah, as you start at the bottom and then move your way up and you can slice through the actual head now, you'll see some discoloration. It's not a lime green or a bright yellow. It's kind of a water-soaked dishwater type, dirty dishwater type of head, and that's the injury there. Those particular spikelets in that head won't be reproductive. So once we start seeing that, you'll see at that point in time, we're only going to push a partial head. Part of that head is dead, and part of that head is still reproductive and is going to produce grain. But we'll find half the head damaged, half the head good. We'll find the very tip one-third dead and the other two-thirds alive. And you can actually see the top alive and the bottom of the head being dead. So we're going to see a lot of different things this year.
I would take it that the upcoming wheat tour and the estimate of the Oklahoma wheat crop is going to be one of the tougher ones in recent years.
It will be specifically in northwest Oklahoma. All our formulas that we use, Ron, are calculated on the grain being out, and we can actually count the spikelets, and then we can get, in a lot of years, the number of kernels in that spikelet, either one, two, or three. Last year, we were able to get three kernels per spikelet, so that's a pretty good yield. This year, we don't have the head out, so A lot of guessing is going to go on now. We'll slice some stems and get an idea of, you know, if there's actual damage or not. But it's going to be a real challenge to come up with a yield here.
And I guess probably our friends down southwest Oklahoma, they're obviously far enough along. They've had a lot of damage, I know.
Yeah, I think if you look at Dr. Edwards' material, at least that I have heard, and Mark Gregory down in the southwest, you know, they've got anywhere from 50 to 70% yield loss in some areas. Some really good wheat down there, but some areas are hit pretty hard.
Area agronomist for Oklahoma State University's Extension Service, Roger Gribble. He's, of course, based out of Enid. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.